Hello, and welcome to The Bus Factor. So tonight we have a special guest. I'll just bring them on.
Hello there, I'm a special guest.
Yeah, and that is the special guest. if only I waited like a minute. Because I'm sure most of you gathered that was just me, but our special guest has actually just popped in. We actually had a different planned special guest, but some work problems came up, so they can't make it. So instead, we have our reporter from the street.
Hello.
You just missed me trying to pretend that I was two people. That was pretty cringy.
I can imagine. I mean, you could probably do.
Oh, you have to hold it like right up to your mouth.
Oh, this.
We can talk something. Say your like favorite thing in the world.
My favorite thing in the world is chocolate.
Yeah, chocolate. Yeah. So welcome to the Bus Factor. Stephen is away. That's my one there, isn't it? That's gone. Oh yeah, just get yeah. Mm. This is probably
sorry
to me.
Frothy beer. Ooh, that'll be awesome. So where is Stephen today?
I thought you were going to talk longer.
Nah.
yeah. So Stephen is over in Canberra.
Nice.
So he's at a conference, B-Sides Canberra. Oh, it might be shoes off time.
What is the conference about?
B-Sides Canberra. So you know how like in the olden days you would get like a record and it had an A-side and a B-side?
Oh, yeah.
And the B-side was...
I think my first tapes were like that.
Yeah. So B-Sides is just like a security conference that is kind of... aimed at being like the alternative talks, I guess. Ones that don't go to the like big official ones, I guess.
Not the general public.
But yeah, they're actually quite good. I would well recommend them. And a shout out to anyone at B-Sides Canberra if they are listening.
Whoop whoop.
I might.
You might what?
Get this.
What is this? Oh, there's like IT stuff going on.
Put it. Here.
I can't see that.
Can you not?
Okay. I can see it a little bit better now. I'm a little bit shorter than you have to remember.
Yeah, and I'll get this.
I'm a midget.
I think I only need a mouse.
Oh, okay.
Oh, keyboard might be useful.
So what have we got on the agenda tonight?
So we've got a fair bit of bus news. I should let you know that our special guest might turn up.
Ooh! And then I will...
You can either talk and stuff or we can...
I mean, I could just, you know, terrorize and
troll.
You know, that's my normal function.
I guess you know all the news.
I do kind of know all the news because I have been looking at it. Ew. He went through a red light. He went through it was orange when he entered. Oh, Weblord Pepe, SS23 is currently in Canberra at the moment.
Yeah.
At a conference.
So you reckon something went through?
I think so.
And one.
I think that's what I saw.
Yeah, sorry, Lord Pepe.
Yeah.
Stephen is...
You have
ditched
me.
All right, that's working.
The last minute, you know, drop in.
All right, so...
Oh, well... With Lord Pepe, you actually know what it is.
At
so that's, you know.
The alternative side.
That's bigger than what I know because I have absolutely no idea.
So we have some news.
So I'm the reporter on the street
yeah.
and I'm the one that
You find some really fucking weird stories sometimes.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. When I get bored at work, I'm like, ooh, what random keywords can I search out for news?
So people ask me whether I have like a Google... I might just
Google
touch
alert.
This. Yeah, like a Google alert for bus. Is that something you have?
I do have one set to come to me on a, I think, Wednesday.
Hey, Stephen, if you're listening, do the headphones normally sound really echoey?
Echo.
Like the monitor echo. Ones. Stephen's normally on the monitor, but like, yeah, it's like real echoey. I mean, it could. Our laptop is just dying.
I am not mythical. I'm not mythical.
Oh, he's missing it. He's missing it.
Oh, he's totally, yeah.
Yeah. That,
yeah. No, I'm not mythical. I am a real person. I do actually exist.
We do talk about the reporter on the street quite a bit. Yeah, reporter on the street does exist.
like Stephen's friends. Oh, boom. that is amazing.
Stephen has friends. He was actually talking about his friends the other day as if they didn't exist. It was kind of weird. But yeah, some news. Do you know much about trains, Jean?
Well, they get you from A to B and they go on rails.
Yeah.
And... they're generally delayed or slow or...
Never. Do you know... because you can read the list.
Yeah.
So that top item, train bomb.
There was a bomb? A bomb on a train!
Yeah. Down in Christchurch, I think.
I feel sorry for Christchurch at the moment.
There's actually like some kind of bad news in Christchurch at the moment.
There are
fucking crazy.
Many, many people dead, and it is horrific.
Yeah, it might actually be. We were just talking in the office before. It might actually be New Zealand's biggest mass murder now.
It would take over Arab Moana.
I think 12 was the limit, and
from
what I gather from people that have seen the video.
Yeah, yeah. I got asked 12. If I watched the video, and I was like. No.
But yeah, anyway, basically there was an active shooter. Boom, that happened. But anyway, back to the trains. There was a fucking train bomb.
Train!
It wasn't actually a train bomb. It was a... where do I have it? It's on my phone. Yeah, so basically the train tracks have like detonated explosives sitting on the tracks to make sure that if needed they can basically stop a train or like slow it down. So they're like kind of weird things, but yeah, basically a bunch of stuff got stolen.
That's not ideal.
Sorry, it was from Ashburton. Close.
Well, yeah. I mean, Ashburton's, you know, not exactly. Yeah,
that's what it looks like, Jean.
Oh, wow.
It just sits on the track and so sometimes
they just
goes off.
Detonate it.
Yeah, but yeah, someone has gone and stolen a bunch. Like 24? Yeah, 24 of these detonators.
So, but what are they going to use them for? Do they contain...
Oh, my God. Nah, he didn't use explosives in this thing just now, right?
Well, that's what I was thinking, like...
Oh, man, that would be fucking crazy.
No, the explosives are on the train track?
Yeah. I haven't been watching.
Yeah, so they kind of sit on the train track. Yeah, so it's the this, like, train track. Weird orange thing.
They're just like little rubber things, but like you can send them a signal and say, hey, do something, and it will basically... not like blow up, but it will basically cause the train to stop. Ironically, our other guest speaker, which still hasn't messaged, he knew a bit about them.
Oh, okay.
He knew more about than me. I was just like,
I don't really know. I mean, I think I'm more up to play with, you know, the bus stuff out of this.
Yeah. Sure. I can do like a link, I guess.
Can you link or like a photo or I don't know.
Photos are harder. I can
talk about some of the other things.
How do I want to get this to this screen?
I'll send
you a message because it's from my phone. Why is it so hard to get things from your phone to a laptop?
Everything is so hard.
And then I gotta wait.
Why are my links like really crap?
Your ones.
Ooh.
Yeah, so do you want to talk about the next one, Jean?
I can talk about the next one. So what is the next one? Let me just figure this one out. So there were some pedestrians that were killed.
No.
Papatoetoe? Papatoetoe. So they were crossing the road on an intersection when they were hit and killed by a Metro Airport bus last April.
So this is like Auckland kind of region.
Yeah, so it's South Auckland. And So this was April 14th last year. So a 72-year-old bus driver has just admitted to causing a crash that killed them. So that's gone through and pleaded guilty to 2 counts of careless driving.
Was it just careless driving? I thought he got done for something else.
No, just careless driving.
Well,
careless driving causing death.
Oh, yeah, that's the one. Yeah. It's a bit different to careless driving.
So is careless driving like driving through a roundabout and not indicating like I did yesterday?
So there are like 3 levels. There's careless, dangerous, and reckless, and not in that order.
No.
But like all of those also have like clauses for causing death, causing injury, blah, blah, blah. And that basically makes them worse. And you get higher sentencing and shit.
Do you know what really upset me about this? They had been buying fish and chips.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have been having their fish and chips. That's like...
Oh, my God. The fish and chips would just be on the road.
I know.
Did someone pick them up? Nah, that's
morbid. What was the thing that spilt the other day? Pies.
Wait, some pies got spilt?
Yeah, there was a truck in Auckland.
Oh, my God. Was it yesterday?
No, it was like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, if it was yesterday. Because you know yesterday was pie day, right?
Oh, yeah, pie day.
But, yeah, I don't know.
No. So it was like mince pies or something, and they fell out of the truck, so there were just like pies all over the road in New Zealand.
Mince pies.
Pies.
That's such a New Zealand thing to have.
Yeah. So New Zealand. New Zealand. But also, in 2018, figures from the Ministry of Transport showed 41 pedestrians died and 963 were injured on police-reported crashes on New Zealand roads.
Yeah, I like that term, police-reported crashes.
Because,
yeah,
if you got hit by something, wouldn't you report it to the police?
It's actually legally required to. If you are in a crash on any New Zealand road, no matter if injury is caused, you must notify the police within 24 hours. Oh, no, 24 hours if an injury and 60 hours if no injury or something.
So me driving into my friend's garage doesn't count?
Yes. No, actually, I think it doesn't.
Well, it's on only private property.
Yeah, it's only if it's you've caused damage.
Well, oh, I caused damage.
If you've caused damage to another individual. But if it's to your friend, then
Well, no, I caused damage to her garage, but I told her within like 20 minutes.
Yeah. So, like, I've mentioned this to the police because buses take off wing mirrors and stuff.
All the time.
And they just keep driving.
Well,
they're meant to stop. They're meant to work out who the owner of the car is, and they're meant to notify them.
It looked like a big-ass truck took out the side of my father's car and, like, dented the whole way down. Ooh. On a small street.
That was a while back, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was about, I don't know, 6 months ago. Ridic.
Anyway, imagine you were on a bus train.
Okay, I'm on a bus.
You catch bus. I know you do, because you said you were catching a bus.
I caught a bus
yesterday.
Today.
What was it today?
Yeah.
So imagine you're on a bus and you overhear a conversation.
Yeah.
Now this conversation sounds a bit abusive. As in, maybe the partner of someone is about to get beaten up as soon as they get home.
Like they're gonna get physical.
Yeah.
Ooh.
What would you do? You're just a passenger on the bus. What would you do?
See, the problem is a lot of the time I...
People zone out. People.
Yeah, I zone out. I'm not there. But you would think if it was getting heated.
Yeah, I don't know how heated it was getting.
But, if someone was, you know, being threatening to someone else on the bus, it's kind of not okay.
Yeah, so, it was along the lines of, you better fuck up or you're going to get it.
Which I would kind of think, orange, red, 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 red.
See, just don't click on the bus count.
Just do something?
Nah, you're still good. And then you go through.
He's kind of over the line.
Nah, it was red when...
Yeah, but this guy, this dude.
Oh, we don't treat that. Legally, it's actually illegal. But
okay.
Yeah, it's
a
not
technicality.
Too much. Yeah, it's not too much like safety stuff. But yeah, anyway, so this like just uni student, 18, 19 year old girl, she was on a bus and she overheard this guy being like, "You better fucking do this or you're gonna fucking get it," or something like that. Mm-hmm. And she was like, you shouldn't talk to your like partner like that. And, like, she was the only person that did that. And fucking big ups to her. And afterwards, she, like, made a complaint to the bus driver because the bus driver knew. And the bus driver was like, "No, I don't want to do anything about this. No.
Sitting middle of an orange light.
Sadly, we also don't treat that.
What? Because he's not over the pedestrian part.
Yeah, it's, like, not blocking it.
Well,
yeah. Technically, it's illegal.
That's a really shit technicality.
Yeah.
And they are green with yellow trim, so they're kind of like ripe bananas.
Oh, did someone talk some things?
Yeah, they're ripe bananas.
Oh, God, me. Yeah, so funny story. I just sent an email to MetLink yesterday about the month's worth. Well, the January's month worth. I'm a bit behind of red light runners. And one of the things, you can pull up here if you want.
Oh, just wanted to pull out this.
Yeah, one of the things I did differently this time was I went through... Oh, there was one. I went through and got every single bus route and bus colour and direction they were going.
What? So you colour-coded the buses?
Yeah, because sometimes I didn't get the route number. So I was like, this one was a purple one and like... They might know that the purple ones are owned by this company, so they can still go to the company.
Oh, so they can report it to the company as opposed to the
because basically anyone
bus.
That aren't green are probably owned by a specific company, and the ones that are green, they need the route number because green's their coloring.
Okay.
Yeah, man, I kind of want a banana as well. Get that potassium in me.
I reckon the potassium would be quite good.
But, anyway, big ups to this girl that, like, called up on this. And, yeah, not big ups to the bus driver that was just like, nah.
Yeah, it just seems like...
MetLink seemed they were aware of the incident. We've launched an investigation with our bus operators. And until it's complete, it will be inappropriate to comment. Safety of our passengers is paramount.
Well...
Meaning
you're not,
they
you're
don't
not,
give a shit.
Well, they're not protecting their passengers from their passengers. Like, so if someone came onto the bus and started, like, physically or verbally abusing someone else, I mean, which kind of leads on to another sort of story.
Yeah, I get this. But, like, sometimes in these situations, sometimes you just need to tell the person, hey, shut the fuck up. You don't own this woman.
Yeah, she's like, not your property.
Yeah, and if an entire bus full of people say that to that one person, they might be like, oh. Maybe.
It's not okay.
But it might also make it worse for her later. I don't know. But, like, I still think it's good getting it called out, because I think deep down everyone's kind of human and...
But it's still not okay.
Yeah.
Is that the tagline for that one or is... No, I can't remember.
Maybe.
Some government directive is it's not okay. But anyway, there was another kind of situation of a woman who has asked not to be named now pays $34 a day to travel return from Warkworth, so north of Auckland,
Auckland. Yeah, I read this.
Instead of $15 a day.
Is this the yummy one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she got told by a bus driver that she looks
so yummy.
Sexy.
So yummy.
And yummy.
So yummy.
And she's like...
It's so creepy. She like went out of her way to avoid talking to the driver as she got off.
Like, she's now
and
paying.
And he just still like, oh yeah, I'm just going to slip you a note.
Yeah.
So she like complained to the bus company. And the bus company was like, we have done things, but we can't tell you what things we've done because that comes under employment privacy laws.
And
but the bus driver still drives the same route every day.
And she's like, so, you know, oh yeah, oh, very sexy and seemed like a cool lady and we should meet for
so
a coffee.
So yummy. Like, I think later on she was just like, yeah, I'm not even 50. This guy seems like he's over 60 and I'm clearly married. Like, what the fuck is he up to?
What is wrong with
it's
you people?
So gross.
Yeah, no. I mean, seriously, it's kind of a bit... And I just... Oh, it grosses me out. That's... Oh, orange.
That's
yeah.
One.
Woohoo.
It's what I'll call a number four. That's a exit on red light.
Oh, okay.
The thing I used to.
Oh, no, I'm doing bad things.
No, enter doesn't really matter.
Okay.
It still shows up next to it.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I mean, I just feel like as a woman, I should be able to travel on public transport.
That seems legitimate.
And not be abused.
I think we can take a step back and say, as a human, we should have the right to be able to walk or be anywhere in public and not be abused. I say public here, but then like when you go in private situations, sure, like we should still have the right not to get abused then, but it's harder to police.
Oh, there's a car!
Yeah, we also don't.
Damn it!
They're harder. So someone actually mentioned on Twitter, they were like, oh, can you use your AI to detect all the cyclists that go through?
Oh, I saw that.
And I think it was the same one I was showing you before.
Oh, yeah.
That same person.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like, yes, we can. We can detect
anything.
Whatever we want. The problem is, okay, now we've got 100 videos of cyclists running red lights. Who do we send this to?
How do we detect the difference between cyclists?
Yeah, like, how do we know who's who? How do we know who to report this to?
What I mean, what do you do with that information?
Yeah, like, I can send 100 videos to the cops of cyclists running red lights, and they'll be like, we don't know who this person is. Case closed.
I mean, we could just put spikes on the road and see what happened.
No, don't do that. That's what they fucking did in Island Bay. It fucked
oh,
me
really?
Up. I got so many
oh,
flat tires.
Oh, another car!
Yeah, it happens.
Oh, it's so sad. So sad.
Yeah, so someone looked pretty yummy.
Yep, someone is so yummy.
Do you know how many complaints might get made to Metlink about this bus service?
I mean...
Just a rough number.
I mean, I have to say, like, I don't, you know, I complain about Metlink, but I don't actually do any... verbal complaints or, you know, written complaints purely because I use the buses infrequently, as in probably once a week. But I can imagine it would be, you know, a few people would complain.
Yeah, I would imagine basically for any service, there's going to be some complaints. Like, that's
you'd,
just what
you'd
happens
expect
in a company.
Like, you'd expect like 95% like of good kind of behaviours
yeah. So
from a supplier?
This article, it didn't really mention how many were commemorations versus complaint.
Oh.
Because there is a difference, and sometimes people do commemorations. He just stopped for the green.
Damn it!
He stopped for the green.
I know!
He knows.
He knows.
Or she knows.
She knows. It's probably a she. Let's face it. Women are better drivers.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I don't know. The bus company is owned by rich white men, so they probably
won't very true.
Employ women as much. Yeah.
That's like sexist, but yeah, okay. I'll work with you on that one.
Well, like, look at them, but yeah. No, saying I'm sexist?
Do you know, I have actually spoken to a bus company before, and they prefer to hire women bus drivers because they are more careful with the bus.
Yeah, I'll believe that.
Mm. They take more care and pride.
Yeah, I would take care of that.
Another fucking car.
It happens. What? Why are... Like...
Why are what?
I don't know. Anyway.
We digress.
So, why I brought up complaints. There is a complaint to Metlink every 27 minutes.
27 minutes.
So, we've been running...
For 27
minutes? 27 minutes. So shall we ring up Metlink?
Can we ask them?
We've had five red light runners.
Do we have any direct dial numbers of people?
No direct dials. I've called them up a few times. I could call them up.
We could call the call centre.
Yeah.
Be like, hi, guys. We just want to ensure that you get your 27 complaints and not break Stephen's desk.
That's actually mine.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Stephen moved.
We could call up. They'll get a bit shitty at me because they want me to do monthly summaries with all the red lights. One of the things I did, so I did my usual monthly summary, but I was like, for all the buses that I have deemed dangerous, and I gave a description of them, and there was about 8 over 2 weeks.
Okay.
Which is...
I mean, it's not...
And then there was also all the ones that... ran a red light, like it was red before they entered the intersection.
Okay.
And there was around 77 of those, I
77
think,
buses that entered red lights.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's actually a breach of the law. Clear breach. And so I requested that each and every single one of those, so about 85... Stephen just moved. I wasn't here, and my desk just got moved to where Stephen's desk was because Stephen didn't want to turn around. But then I put my desk in the same orientation he did, but mine's smaller. And now I kind of have two desks. It's kind of weird. But yeah, I basically said for those 85. Or 80, whatever. 80 it was.
Something. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, the numbers I said before weren't quite right.
Yeah.
They were rough. But for all of those, I want an individual ticket open for each and every single one of them.
So are you going to send an official information request next week?
No, I requested that I get acknowledgement by that by getting the case numbers for
So you've asked for the case numbers for each individual.
Yeah. I don't care too much about the outcome just yet.
Okay. So it's not about the outcome.
Yeah.
It's about the raising of the tickets.
Because from what I understand with their system is each ticket raised goes to the operator. And
so if you raise one ticket that's got 7 offences, it's
one ticket.
Ticket.
Yeah. So that article in the paper last year.
Yeah.
That said 200 a day.
Yeah.
Or 200 in the year. That was based on, there was 200, but.
There were 200 tickets.
200
raised.
Tickets, but maybe 20 of them were, there's 100 or there was 1,000, there was another 1,000, there was another 1,000, there was another 1,000.
So it's an indeterminate number.
Yeah. They're trying to smudge their numbers, but I'm calling them up on that. So, I mean, I'm not saying... So, there was 700 videos I sent them, but I'm not saying a ticket for all 700. I'm saying just the bad ones. Just the bad ones.
Just the bad ones, which I
and
think
I
is
even,
fair.
I put a comment in.
Did you, like, label them all?
Yeah, I kind of labelled them. You read the email, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, I did.
I
did read it. I
don't think she did.
No, I did. I skimmed it, sorry.
But yeah, I made a little note being like, I understand this might seem like a large amount of work. If you want to reduce the amount of work, you could try and focus on reducing the number of red light runners. And then the amount of work that is required of you might
yeah.
go down.
So if you basically get your operators to do their fucking job, you know, they might stop running red yeah. lights. And then, so it's about learning.
Yeah. And so last month also the NZTA like messaged me.
Damn it. That just, yeah, another car. This is amazing.
Yeah, cars do it all the time. But it's really hard. This camera, I don't know if we can get, I still don't think we can get number plates off it.
No, but it's just interesting for me. As I'm generally a pedestrian in this area.
Oh, I reckon you might be able to get number plates if you zoom in.
Oh, no, I don't know. I mean, I walk across that crossing and I'm not going to lie, I don't necessarily obey the...
Yeah. Oh, neither do I. I jaywalk. I'm a Wellingtonian.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, there we go.
That's one.
Yay!
Is it two? No,
it's
just one. But yeah, I basically told them... I can do your shit, and if you think it's too much work, then do your shit, and it will become less work.
Well, I think that's a fair...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah, so last month, the NZTA hit me up, and they were like, yeah, we're kind of interested in, like, all these complaints that you've made about Metlink. Can you send me all the emails you've sent them?
Oh, God. So I just sent them, like... Here you go.
Basically, since... October when like the kind of monthly-ish one. Oh, maybe it was November.
Well, I think, yeah, since you've moved to this office.
Yeah, so for all the automated ones, I just sent those to the NZTA guy and he was like, oh, thanks for that. That's quite entertaining. And yeah, this one I CC'd in that person from NZTA and also the staff reporter. And I was like, these people, this is what's happened. There's a bit of background and just letting you know, these guys are CC'd in, and then I go off with
yeah,
the rest
it's
of
like,
it.
By the way,
yeah,
I think I got a BCC.
Yeah, you got a BCC. Yeah, I kind of mentioned,
well, 'cause I don't really...
I used to send this to this guy, Bruce, and he acknowledged in an email that I got from OAA that he has never watched a single one of the videos I've sent to him.
Which I'm not going to lie, the videos are kind of, like,
they're
5-second... 10-second clips. And they are repetitive. You get a little bored.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're also...
The ones they get, they're sorted. The ones I get, not sorted.
No, I think you tried to bribe me into sorting them, and I was like, yeah,
such
not
a
that
chore.
Bored. Anyway.
Yeah, shall we go on to... Oh, yeah, so there's also, like, 30 buses cancelled a day. Would have been good to have the other guy on, because...
Oh, he has invested.
Yeah, he uses those buses that are cancelled and has since July.
Like, damn it.
You used to use those buses, right?
Because where I normally am, I have the ability to walk into town or I could... bus and I could, but I can get about 3 different routes into town, which means that sort of it doesn't really, I try and just hit up a central bus stop that I know has the most kind of traffic coming through to it, so I don't actually time, mainly because I used to live in London and you didn't try and work out what time you were going to get to the bus stop. You literally just rocked up and there was normally a bus within 10 minutes. So you kind of didn't have to plan. So, yeah, so now I'm a bit slack on that whole thing. But
there's a bus every 10 minutes here on the...
Wow, you know...
That's what they say. They say...
That's what they say.
It goes every 10 minutes. Are you saying they're lying?
I'm not saying they're lying. I'm just saying that, you know, they are fudging the truth.
But they run every, like, 10 or 15 minutes. And they're like, performance metrics say that it should go within 5 minutes or something.
Yeah, I'm going to say if they hit a 90, 95% hit rate, oh, 4 people arrested. Thanks for the update.
Oh, so 4 people did get arrested?
Cool. Yeah, because I know that there was about 6 that they were after. Yeah, no.
So there's still 2 people.
I'm not entirely sure. I don't know.
Yeah, it's my fucking nuts.
Yeah, my friend wanted to leave work at 4 and I was like, if you leave the office, do not. Anyway. Yeah, so I don't know, like that kind of area and the buses that, you know, there are 30 buses being cancelled.
A day.
That's in an area.
Unknown before the day as well.
Yeah.
You just have to
just hit or miss.
Hope.
Hit or miss.
Yeah. No, I was talking to our, the guy that was meant to be a guest speaker.
So we've also been told apparently on that route you get 6 buses an hour, but they're not evenly spaced.
But they're meant to be evenly spaced.
Oh, yeah, they're totally meant to be.
I quite often, so my up in Brooklyn, I get the number 7 every 15 minutes. Sometimes there's 4 in a row, which I'm just like, how is this every 15 minutes? They start from Kingston.
The same place.
And surely there is not that much traffic in Kingston, so by the time it gets to me...
How have they all caught... Like, are they speeding? Do you know what they should have on the buses? And I don't know if they have, so this might be me being a ridiculous person. But do they have speed, like, limits?
They have... they don't
speed
have,
monitors?
They don't have limits on it. They have, like, a black box type thing.
Yeah.
Can't get the data. They don't check the data, as
so
far as
so where does the data go?
Black hole. Gets deleted after a while. Should I do another OA?
Yeah, where does
how
the...
How often...
Does the black box get downloaded?
And the CCTV footage.
And where does it go?
Yeah. Well, the CCTV gets deleted every 10 days. Like, they just have a rolling window. I mean, CCTV takes up a shitload of space.
Yeah.
And 10 days is pretty reasonable. It's annoying because, like, one time I did an OIA for the CCTV footage for all the buses. And they were like, they took 20 days. And they're like, no, we can't do that. But they didn't say because it didn't exist. It's because...
So
they refuse.
The OIAs.
Yeah.
The reporters have got a little bit happy on the OIAs.
Oh, yeah. There's a, what do they call it? Redacted. Yeah. So what do you want to say about that?
So... I mean, I think, you know, a reporter uses an OIA to find out as much information as they possibly can from the government. So they kind of sit there and they're like, okay, cool, I want to know X, Y, and Z. When I was in the UK, they used to ask about zombies and various things, but that was just wacko people. But... They've come out with a big kind of story at the moment, which is about how they get OIA, they put in OIAs, they either get delayed because you have 20 days to answer it, they either get delayed or they get information back that is seriously redacted with just black marks through everything. And then they can go and complain to the ombudsman saying, well, why have you, you know, redacted half this shit? This actually gives me nothing. But then what happens is it gets delayed and delayed and delayed and delayed. And then it might come out, oh, yeah, we can, like, totally release this stuff, but we've actually released it publicly as well. So the politicians have all come out and said, yeah, we totally, like, wait for the 20 days. Because what happens if we release it early? You know, what happens if something changes? So it's it's a bit weird in terms of like they're just kind of it's all the secrets that they hold and whether they actually want to share it or not, which is a bit, you know, annoying. But I don't know, like, and it's also the transparency across all of the different governments. So, like, you know, for example, they asked a whole lot of DHBs totally different questions and they all came back with, well, sorry, they asked the same question, but they came back with totally different responses. Some asked for extensions, some said that they didn't hold the information and it would cost X, Y, and Z to get it. And then, you know, one DHB came back and, like, provided that information in the format asked within the 20 days. Oh, yes, 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 there was another one. Yes, motherfucker. How do I do this? This is really hard. But anyway, so OAA is a good because we should be able to know all this information, but also I have heard from people that they are the bane of a government agency's life because they basically ask all this information and you have to run around and gather it all. And some of it is basically wasting time. But other of it is actually kind of, you know, it's...
Some is legitimate.
Oh! Damn it, he's not blocking traffic!
Did you work out how to do it?
Yeah. I updated it.
Cool.
But I was just looking at that guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just, what did I ask for? I would like to request how many black boxes have had their data retrieved in the year 2018 and by who and for what reason and what other parties it was provided to. If there is a MetLink case number or a police case number involved with that retrieval, please provide this. If the number is zero, I would like to request what the purpose of the devices are and why it is not used for that purpose.
That is fair.
I'm pretty good at writing nice concise.
Yeah, I feel like you've got a lot better at this whole OAA thing. It's quite funny. But the whole thing is...
I should read some of my first ones. They were like, I don't know what to do.
I think they said that like 30% of OAAs are actually done by journalists and 70% are done by the average Joe or something.
Oh, wow. I thought it was the other way around.
Or maybe it's the other way around.
Yeah, I thought it was the other way around.
I don't know. I mean... But there are, like, just people like you and me just asking for random information because they want to know. Oh, look, he's blocking. He's totally blocking.
Yeah, that might be over. That might be over.
He's totally blocking. Let me see. Yes, his ass is over that line.
Yeah, you can bump it up. You can bump it up.
I can.
Oh, see you, Pepe.
Yes. Getting better at this, like, ooh,
yeah,
my beer just like topped a nice little pop.
See you, Pepe. Oh yeah, remember it's fizzy. What haven't we talked about?
Oh, London.
You want to talk about London?
So controversial.
Which one's that? Oh, the MJ ones.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was a crowdfunded activity. put MJ is innocent.
I felt involved with that.
Yeah.
Because I read it and I was like, damn.
I mean, I haven't watched anything, but anyway, this is just like, this is what it is. The crowd, they did a crowdfund campaign to put bus backs on buses, and having worked in London, I know how expensive bus backs are in London.
I wonder how, I'll let you say the next thing and then I'll say my wonder.
So they put these bus things on and said MJ is innocent, blah 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 blah.
That was one.
Oh yeah, bro. But then so TfL, who are the network
Transport for London.
Shit name that is. Well, it's, no, I mean,
Metlink,
it's legit.
Is also shit.
Yeah,
but Melbourne has a Metlink. Why is it called Metlink? Like, who? Because
it's who Metropolitan.
Oh, Metropolitan, yeah.
Yeah.
It links the Metropolitan.
So Transport for London have been basically kicked around and said, you can't do this. Like, this is inappropriate, you know. He did bad things. Well, you know,
he allegedly did bad things.
Allegedly. Yes, thank you. So
they're all gone now, right?
Yeah, so they've basically come down from public. They're going to take them all down.
Yeah, I think they've already taken them down.
Yeah, I think they've it was like nine hours ago.
My wonder is, do the people that paid this ridiculous money to get them there, do they get their money back?
No.
Why not?
Because they paid money and they made a point and it happened. And now the whichever agency it is that control the bus backs make an extra profit because they get to sell some late space.
It's pretty bad.
Hopefully they use it for like good and put like a children's charity or, you know, something up there and put it for free.
Yeah. So I guess that's that. I'll just run through a quick bit of tech news.
Okay, tell me about it.
We've had some outages this week. It's been kind of slow tech news. Well, also, there's a sweet security conference I mentioned before. B-Sides Canberra. We'll probably have a bit to talk about that next week. But this week, Google was down.
Gmail was bung.
It was, oh shit. When it happened, I was like, damn, I fucking use email like a surprising amount. But then, that was fine. It came back. Then the next day, Facebook was down.
I mean,
not just Facebook. Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, all of them.
My favorite bit out of that whole fandango was that Facebook took to which platform to tell people about it?
They went to Twitter and be like, yeah. You know what is even funnier than that? New Zealand police tweeted on Twitter being like, hey guys, we know Facebook's down. Can you not call 111 to tell us that Facebook's down? Because, you know, they're an American company and
we're New Zealand.
We're the police. Like,
like what? Why? Oh, seriously.
Why do people?
Who did that? Who called 111 to report that they couldn't get into Facebook? Like, seriously.
I love it.
What planet do people live on?
But yeah, also Kathmandu, the clothing brand store, also got hacked.
Did they?
In New Zealand, yeah.
Oh.
But yeah, that's that. Should we jump back to bus news?
Oh, yeah. Oh, what have we got? I feel like...
So, bus shortage.
Yes, it's a global.
Yeah, we now know it's a global shortage because the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo are struggling to find bus drivers.
But not only bus drivers. But
I do wonder if they're also just paying the bus drivers minimum wage.
Yeah, probably.
Because I feel like this could just solve so many issues.
But it's not about the... buses.
Paying people.
Yeah, it's not just about the bus drivers. It's about the buses as well. They can't find enough.
There is a bit about that. Oh, yeah, we should talk about that one.
So basically, I mean, how... And it's not even... this hasn't even got to the point of what are they going to do for the spectators? This is about they don't have enough transport for the actual competitors.
Yeah, yeah. There's
good
like
luck.
A shortage.
Good luck.
Speaking of shortages, I want to like loop back up to that one.
Mm-hmm.
There are some capacity issues with our bus network.
Small capacity issues.
Yeah, so I've been catching the bus this week. Can't remember why I decided to. I mean, I was sick last week, and I think I was still a bit run down, so I was like, oh, I'll catch the bus. Went to the bus. Had to stand up on the bus because it was full because it was rush hour. While I was standing on this very cramped bus, I was kind of just like counting the number of people standing up. Because I got bored, and that's what I do, I guess.
Well, I mean, if you've got nothing else to do on the bus, why not?
And so I counted 17 people standing, and I think those 17 people standing thought I was fucking nuts because I basically caught eye contact with.
Were you like
most
doing the pointing here?
Nah, I was kind of just looking round at everyone, but like just catching all of their eyes.
You're like, and point, and point, and point, and point, and oh, hello, person.
And I think I did it a couple of times just to get the number right, you know.
Yeah.
And so yeah, I counted 17, and then I was like, okay, 17 people standing up. And then I kind of looked more to the front of the bus and I saw the placard being, what did it say? This bus can support 43 passengers seated and 32 passengers standing. Now, so I don't know about you, but 32 is bigger than 17, right?
So was the bus driver not letting people on?
The bus driver was also not letting people on.
Okay.
It was pretty chocker. And yeah, I was like, it was kind of interesting.
But I mean, my thing around that is when you get in a lift that says maximum capacity,
yep,
11 people, and there are some lifts that if I got in there and there were 11 people in it,
you wouldn't get in.
I would not get in. Yeah. I'd be like, 5 people. Oh, I'll catch the next lift, thanks.
Yeah. So I get this. But like, I also wonder at this, I wondered at this time, hey, I wonder if MetLink actually uses those numbers in the front of the bus for how many they support. And so I didn't know I am, and I was like, yeah, can you like show me like kind of a like configuration where like
oh,
32
so like
average humans,
literally draw a picture?
Yeah, like show me a like bird's eye view of the bus. And
that's gonna be amazing.
Show me 32 people standing there.
I mean, like,
and oh, what did I say? I love my OAs. I'm like, if there's no such configuration,
can you draw one?
Or MetLink have to generate this data? I would like to request whether these are used for the maximum capacity of the bus network. Oh, I suppose that's kind of similar to the other one.
I mean, because I would assume that that's based on, and I don't know, there are engineers in life.
So
that
I think
will probably. Oh,
numbers.
So what does this guy?
He's
over.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah, so I would say engineers have said, yeah, you can only have this many people standing. And I also think you're not meant to be standing up the stairs, which people were. So, like, the number of people that could be standing not on the stairs is probably, like,
10. Wait, so
10.
Not standing on the stairs and
this
still
was single-decker.
Okay, not, yeah, so little
yeah,
stairs.
Yeah.
So not standing behind the stairs or...
You're not meant to be standing behind the stairs. So you're not meant to be standing behind the back door.
Oh,
that's what I got told one time by a driver.
I mean, seriously, like, anxiety...
And you're not meant to be standing in a door well, and you're not meant to be standing in front of the bus driver. And
I mean, this is... seriously, this...
I think you might be able to get, like, 10 people legitimately.
This literally sounds worse than the central line at 5 o'clock. Like, and if anyone's ever been on the central line in London at 5 o'clock, they will understand my pain.
Then, so you kind of sent me, Facebook's just really slow. You sent me a thing today from what I Love Karori Facebook crew.
Yeah.
And
best
they did
ever.
Like quite good.
There's
summary, I guess.
A lot of research there.
Yeah. So they were kind of like, yeah, we understand that you can't get on a bus. So a lady was complaining that like there was just never any buses. And they basically showed that they had more buses than they used to prior to bus apocalypse. So July 2018. Add it to your calendars. It will be a national holiday
soon.
Bus apocalypse. Yeah, that's the one.
I love it.
I missed that episode. I came back like the week after, but
like
I was listening to it.
Hashtag bus apocalypse.
I was listening to it in Barcelona, and I was just like, oh my God, that sounds fucking mayhem.
Come on. Change.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's why.
Fuck you.
But yeah, anyway, so MetLink, we're like, yeah, so prior to the service changes, we used to have 24 buses. As of February, we have 31 buses. So they've got more buses in like the kind of peak hour. That's the peak morning. And then in the afternoon, they used to have...
So if those buses...
32, and now they have 29. So they've got slightly less in the afternoon.
I was like, if that goes through another... Oh, can I count it again?
Yep.
Yes!
Yeah, you can count it twice.
Yes!
That's what I do. One was blocking, one was exiting.
One was so like... Blah.
Prior to the change, the trolley buses had capacities varying between 55 to 68 passengers, which seems kind of normal. From July, the new contracts specify a minimum capacity, and the minimum capacity is 75 passengers per bus.
I mean...
Now, I'll just go back to that thing I just said.
Yeah.
What did I say? Yeah, 32 standing passengers and 43 seated passengers. Can you do a bit of quick math for me?
75.
Yeah, so 32 plus 43 is 75. So that number I saw on my bus is their like minimum capacity. And they're like, yeah, like we can support up to 75 people, but they can't. So that's like proof that they are using those numbers.
That's a bad word.
It is. You like jumped there. But yeah, that was interesting. So then I did another OAA.
Ooh.
I like doing OAAs. And I'm like, I just noticed this Facebook post that kind of implies that you're using that placard as that. And I'd like to know how many buses have had that minimum capacity met by actual passengers since July 2018.
Okay. All I can think of is the radio stations pack the bus.
All right, it might be one. But
No. But they don't pack. They pack it with like food and presents and stuff.
Oh yeah, yep. But yeah, actual
people.
Yeah, and then I'm like, if there's other routes with different contractual minimums, how many of those have been met? And if the minimums have never been reached, I would like to know what MetLink are doing about the breach of contract obligations. Yeah, there was one. There was a number four.
Thanks, guys.
But yeah, I don't know. Oh, did I tell you the GM wants to meet with me? The GM of public transport from Metling. Let's have a quick coffee chat. I asked what about, and I'm not sure they said quick. But I tend to think coffees are quick.
I feel like a coffee is an hour.
An hour.
If they don't give you an hour, I'd be like asking for my money back. I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
You're not going to pay for the coffee because they're going to pay for the coffee because that's what government do.
Oh, I can pay for the coffee.
Yeah, actually, it's probably better if you do pay for your own coffee.
I might, given the questions I might ask.
Yeah, I feel like pay for your own coffee.
I might shout him a coffee as well.
Oh, yeah, shout him a coffee. That'd be
nice. So I was like, these are my free times. And what sort of topics does Greg want to touch on?
Oh,
and
Greg.
She's just like, just a general chat on public transport.
Oh, so, yeah. Bless. We're just going to talk about public transport.
Yeah. I'm like, okay. I guess that's what's happening. But yeah, they want to meet me. And
I'm totally gate crashing. I'm just going to like stand in the corner and just be like.
You probably can.
I could sit down.
This one's easier to gate crash than my last one. My last one, I was like, oh my God, like.
Oh, because you have to sign in, yeah.
Yeah.
No. Better to have a coffee because you can just like sit there and then, you know, it's an open space.
Yeah.
So there are people around.
So one thing I was thinking of mentioning to him. So as the general manager of big public transport for government agency, I imagine his salary is quite high.
I'm sure we could Google it.
We could probably Google it. We could probably ask.
I prefer to just Google.
I was debating suggesting to him that he take a 10% pay cut and then make a contract with all the bus operators and make sure that all that money goes directly to drivers' wages.
Yeah.
And he suggests that all of his colleagues that are involved with this bus debacle do the same thing.
Ooh, so everyone in Wellington that's got any sort of transport remit?
I'll probably stick with just the regional council. I see what you're getting there.
Damn it.
But basically the people that have basically fucked up the system.
So basically, yeah, so people who have fucked up the system, take a cut, give it to the drivers, make it right.
Yeah, that's basically exactly right. Because I think that, so there's a driver shortage. And I think the one way to solve that is to pay the drivers a bit more than minimum wage.
Well, if you pay them better than minimum wage, you're going to get better quality.
Yeah. So these people, so someone was talking to me today, they're professional drivers. So I've always maintained that these drivers are professional drivers. I don't think they should be having any sort of dangerous behavior because they're professionals. But then someone was like, do you really think they're professional if they're only getting paid minimum wage?
So are they professional drivers or are they customer service?
The drivers, I would, kind of a bit of both. But
yeah, this is the problem.
I would say they're professional drivers. They drive for a living every day.
So you have
also have qualifications to show that they can drive such vehicles and carry passengers.
But you have the difference between like a courier driver that doesn't take anyone with them, yep, and someone in retail.
Yep.
But if you merge the two together,
yep,
that's a bus driver.
Yeah, fair enough. courier drivers are also fucking shit.
But they're also psycho, right, but you know, whatever. Anyway.
Yeah, there was a interesting point, but yeah. So capacity. Yeah, so I guess that could be it.
I mean, there's other stuff to talk about.
Yeah, we've got
but
three more stories and two news that I don't really want to talk about.
So I reckon, I mean, the kind of three news stories are probably quite topical in terms of you can move them on to next week.
Yeah, we can just scratch it out. Stephen would probably talk about those.
Well, I think that'd quite interest him.
Yeah, so I guess we'll call that that. And we'll see you next week.
Thanks.
So Stephen should be back and I might be there.
You won't have to deal with me, basically.
Yeah. But yeah, this is our reporter from the street. And goodbye.
Bye.
Lip,
oh yeah.
Lip,
oh yeah.